Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Monday edition. Today's date is the 19th day of June, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and it's great to have you here with me from my little farmhouse in France. Of course, you can get all of our information at iamthewitness.com, or you can contact me at iamthewitness@hotmail.com, or apply to our MySpace account, and we may be inclined to take you or not, depending on what kind of stuff we think you're going to be spreading out there. If you're going to be spreading the junk, we're not going to let you. But if you're going to be working hard to find the truth here, MySpace is a place for us to get together and strategize on how to get the message farther afield. We want allies on that site to help us work together. That's what we'd like from MySpace. But anyway, it's Monday. We've got an interview coming up in the second half of this broadcast. And we've been working pretty hard here over the weekend here to get this interview going. It's going to be with a gentleman named Giovanni from Opposing Digits. Now, why Opposing Digits? Well, they are an offshoot of Conspiracy Central. Many of you people who listen to the French Connection know Conspiracy Central has been trashing me for reasons that we didn't even know about in the beginning. In fact, when they started trashing me, I had never even once been to their website. So I didn't know what it was that they were trashing me over. And when I got there, I started reading things like I was a French pedophile, or that I was a Comtel pro, or that I didn't exist, or that I had told them I wouldn't allow them to, our audio files were right protected or copyrighted, which was a big lie. And one lie after another, and it was just a series of trashing deals that they were putting on me, and it was apparent that they all came at the same time with this Wing TV trash job they did on me, and they were all calling me a doo-doo head and everything else. Nothing substantive in the attacks, and obviously to try to spread vitriol and misinformation about what we're doing here at the French Connection. In the short term, it serves their purposes. However, when people look behind the veneer and find out that we don't stand on my personality, I'll be the first to admit that people don't think my personality is the greatest greatest one in the world. I'm not in it for personality. I'm certainly not in it for ratings. I'm in it for dissemination of the facts that we've uncovered. That's basically it. Eric and I, this is not about me being liked. You know, I would never be a radio personality or an internet radio personality were it not for the things we've discovered. I certainly wouldn't be involved in this in any way. I don't have the greatest of health, and I wouldn't spend my my time doing this at 50 years of age. I just simply wouldn't be doing that. But you know, be that as it may, when I was faced with these facts, when the thing started forming together, after I heard Benjamin Friedman, and I heard Myron Fagan, and I heard Untermeyer addressing his criminal troops, and I I looked into the Balfour documents and the roots of the formation of Israel and the criminals on top of our government and the people involved in stealing money from us. And then when I found out these same forces were behind 9/11, same forces were behind the neo-Nazi groups in America and the white supremacy groups and the white-only groups, I started realizing, ladies and gentlemen, that we were up against the fence right now with our hands above our heads, and they were pointing their guns at us. And I decided that it was time to fight back, or we're just going to be eliminated by these folks. And, of course, Eric and I, you know, when we talk about these things privately, it's always about how can we get a bigger message, how can we get Ben Friedman further out. I mean, we're over well over 30,000 with Friedman now. And he's available on other sites. So this is a heartening thing, because we know that Friedman, 30,000 on ours plus, and then many other sites with Friedman, he's probably been heard by 60, 70, 80,000 Americans. And there's no way after hearing Ben Friedman you can feel that this man was a liar. He's certainly not, in spite of what this nitwit Andy has to say about him. The facts of the matter is Balfour was what it said it was. It was, you know, orchestrated by Morgenthau and by Brandeis and by Untermeyer and by Benjamin Friedman and others, Baruch, and we can go on. There were a big group of them. And what we do know is that right now, because that information is leaking out all over the internet, we've got criminals like Henry Mackow trying to downplay the Zionist influence in Balfour. Yeah, he's trying to spin it as a British invention for the Brits to control their possessions in the Middle East, which is a lie. It's simply a bold-faced lie by Henry Mackow. And when you look at who Henry works with, it becomes clearer then. And see, that's the thing I want to allude to today here with looking at Rents. Jeff Rents has an article by Chris Bolin up. Now, Christopher Bolin, you know, people have said that I don't exist. They've said that I was a fabrication. I'm not even in existence in this world, that I'm just a Comtel Pro guy or all this other stuff. Well, Chris Bolin has sat at my kitchen table, and we had Thanksgiving dinner together. In fact, you want to talk to Chris about it, he'll be able to tell you. He's met my wife, and you know, I'm a real guy. I live in a real beat up farmhouse that's virtually worthless on the real estate market. However, it's comfortable. Got some land outside. You can dig it and put a plant in it and harvest it and eat it. And we have trees and grasses, and it's kind of a nice little area. And, you know, can't afford storm windows, and there's all that stuff, you know. It's a meager existence, but we're happy here, my wife and I. We enjoy it, and this is why I'm in France. I like it here. Enjoy my wife's French. Her family's here. Her father's in his 80s, and we like it in France. She's close to her dad, so that's why we make decisions in our lives based upon what's best for our families. And I'm sure that every one of you out there listening right now make those same types of assessments when you decide for yourselves. It doesn't take away from the fact that I'm an American, that my family is in America, that my dad died in defense of the country, that I gave up my health for the country, that these things are all facts. Now, Mr. Rents, get back to this cretin stealing Chris Bolin's thunder. He takes Bolin's article right off the American Free Press and sticks it on his with his own moniker and says it's his research. Somebody sent it to him. Well, the fact of the matter is that Chris does not work with Jeff Rents in any way, and that article was stolen to put up there. And so it looks like Jeff is doing the exposing of facts around 9/11 and PTEC and everything else, but nothing could be farther from the truth, ladies and gentlemen. He's Cy Newhouse plant, along with his stepmom. He's been working for these people for a long time. He's all about marrying real information with nonsense. He's about putting the PTEC story right beside alien vacations on Mars, and have you talked to your resident Martian lately, you know? And this is what this nonsense guy talks about, and remote viewing stupidity. And it's meant to take very serious issues that we try to expose and mix them with nonsense so that anybody with a rational brain would say these people are all crazy. These people are all crazy. And, of course, you know, the likes of people like David Icke, same thing, you know, 75% accurate, 15% semi-accurate, and 10% reptilian shapeshifters. It's just, and then, you know, you can't make this stuff up. And then, of course, he's working, Rentz is working with Jones, with Alex Jones, the guy that has, for his whole team of investigators and whole team of conference workers from the Zionist community, Berg and the rest of them, Fetzer, involved in bringing up that young kid up to Minnesota there, and what we believe is a setup. And the kid lost his life. We don't know all the details of it, but it certainly stinks like fish. And Uncle Fester up there is certainly a part of it, no doubt about it. And he's working with all the Zionist interests as well. And, of course, the plant, Morgan Reynolds, big plant that guy was, came out of the Bush administration saying, I'm against Bush, and then he turns around and starts this nonsense about blue screen technology. Of course, he was there to discredit any of the researchers, and that's exactly what he was able to do with that blue screen technology. Get a life. But, you know, when people use logic and common sense to question some of this stuff and take a look at what we've put on our site, just look at it, listen to it. You know, if you can't do it in one sitting, do it in 10. But listen to the stuff we've got. Read the articles. Listen to the audio files. Listen to the interviews. It becomes undeniable. You will be converted to what we found. You can't help it. And I apologize if you don't like me. I mean, I do, because, you know, sitting through my audio files, if you don't care for my approach, might be difficult for some of you. Sorry about that. But please, don't make it about me. Make it about the information. Make it about the research. Make it about our efforts. Make it about the work. Many of you have turned away from this cretin Rentz. His numbers are as low as they've ever been and falling. And I couldn't be happier about that, because people are waking up to this man as a liar. He is a cretinous liar of the first order. He's in charge of disinformation. He's placed his information as close to the truth as he's able to without being truthful, and then mixed it with nonsense. Take a look at his site, and you'll know that instantly. And, of course, when you take a look at stuff like that, you can't help but be convinced of what we're declaring here. So, but he's on the descent. He's falling like a lead balloon. And here's the interesting thing. We're growing. We've got four people that link to us. One of them we don't want. His name's David Duke. We don't want anything to do with this knucklehead over there, because he's working for these creeps too. He's supposed to be doing this white only thing to compartmentalize the rest of the American public into you know, we're white and we don't like black, and we're white, we don't like Hispanic, and we're white, we don't like Indians, and we're white, we don't like Chinese, and we want to live in our own white neighborhood with our own white laws and our own white stuff, and if you don't like that, then you're crazy, not us. Well, you know what? That's exactly what the Zionists want. They want infighting. They want people being compartmentalized and fighting amongst each other, so no one looks up at the top and says, look what these bankers are doing to us, these banksters, these gangsters, these Jewish Zionist criminal enterprise. Now, see, that's the interesting thing about Macau, Henry Macau's article. He talks about the banksters and the bankers doing all this stuff. But he doesn't identify the fact that all of these leading bankers, all, not some of, all, are from the Jewish community. And now, again, are all Jews involved? Absolutely not. This same Jewish group, this Zionist group, actually sent tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Jews to death to aid their own cause. That's what they did, ladies and gentlemen. They murdered their own people to get what they want. So they have no compunctions about what group you're from. If you're Sephardic Jew, then you're dirt. Take a listen to what Reuven Shosin had to say the other day in his interview. Take a listen to what these Ashkenazi Nazis have to do with when it comes to subjugating their own people. And so we at the French Connection are fighting for many from the Jewish community right now. And more of them are finding out that, boy, are they being sold out. Have they ever been sold out? Terrible. But the fact that you're no longer looking for answers with Jeff Frentz, the fact that you are starting to realize that the truth can be found at the French Connection, and the numbers are displaying that for us, we're more consistently growing than we were before, and we're successful at getting this message out without anybody linking to us. Nobody links to us. If you go to Jeff Frentz, what does it have here for links to Jeff Frentz? He's got related links. Let's see how many he gets here. We've got three, and he has, how many does it say? It's a massive number, ladies and gentlemen, page after page, thousands of them, in fact. And so is it any wonder that anywhere you go on the Internet with nonsense and foolishness and everything, these people have a presence. They've built their presence, they connect to one another, and when you go from one site, they send you to the next. So you stay in this maze like Joan Vion talked about some months ago, and you're never able to dig out the nonsense. And then let's get back to this chucklehead Alex Jones. I mean, the other day, he's standing in front of a cement building with a bullhorn spewing nonsense. I watched this video for about 3 or 4 minutes, and then I talked to Eric about it. We're on the phone together as I'm watching this foolishness, and I said, Eric, does it go on like this for? He says, yeah, that's the whole thing. I said, oh, man, I turned it off. I said, I've seen enough. Basically, guys, it's P.T. Barnum. Now, you know, if you don't know who P.T. Barnum was, he was the carnival barker from the boardwalks of old New York. His famous quote was, there's a sucker born every minute. Well, America has been suckers to these liars, and a carnival barker like Alex Jones bringing you into the herded mentality, to the idea that Israeli supporters are not behind this lock, stock, and barrel is just deception. It's exactly what it is. It's what we've been telling you from the beginning. And, you know, had it not been for his stand on who the real bad guys are, we would have been allies with the guy. But we knew that the guy was not telling the truth. We knew it. It's not that I don't like his bombastic manner. No, I don't, but that's not the reason. The reason is he leads you away from who's doing this. When he's talking about the USS Liberty at this conference he had, he says, well, the Israelis aren't really to blame for killing 34 of our sailors and injuring 176 of them and trying to kill people in lifeboats and attacking us for hours on the high seas. And, you know, I mean, but it's not really Israel's fault that they used unmarked aircraft, that they used unmarked patrol boats and all of this. I mean, you know, and then you have to turn around. He turns around with a straight face, and his supporters say, oh, but Alex is telling the truth. No, he's not, and he's trying to foment further divisions by telling us it's the Mexicans' fault that they're all coming here. It's the Chinese' fault. No, he's not. He's not telling the truth. He's not helping. He's working against us all. Don't you see it yet? Can't you smell it yet? Yeah. Yep. Well, look. Today's interview is going to help. We got Giovanni on. I don't know what the questions are, except that I did make some ground rules. I did say that you can't talk about my private life because I don't want to get that involved in this. This is not about. You can talk about the research. I want it to be about the facts, not about me. About the facts. If you're putting up research on your website, let's stick with the research that you're doing. It's interesting to know these people at Muff Kaka over there at Wing TV. He never talked about the Zionist connection until the last few months when we started bringing it out heavily. And, of course, now he's trying to ride in with his take on it all. It came in well after we started this work, well after. As spin control, ladies and gentlemen, start looking at some of the people that are starting to link to this nitwit. Uncle Fester from up at Scholars for Lies movement up there. He works with them. He works with this racist Mark Farrell who says white only. He's working with the bad guys. He has been for a long time. He's getting help from Carl Schwartz and the rest of them. I mean, you know, well, you do the math. not hard to figure this stuff out if you have a probing mind and a questioning mind. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, today's show is going to be with Giovanni from Opposing Digits, and it's going to discuss some of these accusations made by Conspiracy Central, as well as some of the questions that people over there at Opposing Digits have about our research. And until that second part, we'll talk to you in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.